Besties, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Ivy. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about rebranding yourself, your style, your home, your wellness, all the things. I don't really have any life updates, so let's just jump into it. I talked a little bit in the last episode about moving and kind of what that process is looking like, and that sparked the idea for this episode. So I first want to say, like, this is meant to be like lighthearted and give you ideas to make your home, your wellness, just your overall lifestyle feel more like you and make you feel better on your day to day. But it's not so serious, so don't feel like you have to throw out everything you have and go buy a bunch of new stuff if like that doesn't fit your lifestyle. I don't want you to feel like bad when you leave this podcast. These are just like some different things that you can do to make yourself feel better. If maybe you are in a season like I am where you're moving and you've realized that you've hoarded stuff from literally high school that you don't need anymore. These are some ideas and some things that have kind of helped me and this whole process and just making me feel more like myself. Like that's the intention of this episode, is for you to feel more like yourself by doing things that I'm going to give you the examples for. So the first one is like your home and like rebranding your home to make it feel like you. So for me, this starts at cleaning out, and I've always been really bad about this, but this time I just had a savage approach to it. I'm like, things have got to go, or my next place is going to be just as chaotic as the one I'm in now, and I cannot have that. So something that I have been like asking myself as I'm cleaning is, did this serve a purpose? Like, especially with clothes, like I'll pull out something that like maybe I've had for like years that is still been hanging in my closet that I've never gotten rid of, but I haven't worn it, but maybe I used to wear it like all the time in college. So like I'll hold it up and I'm like, did it serve its purpose? If the answer is yes, then I'm like, is it still serving a purpose, or is it just taking up space? And majority of the time, if I'm even in the process of asking myself these questions, it's always that it's just taking up space and like it's not serving a purpose anymore. And so then I give it away or take it to Goodwill, get rid of it. And this has helped me truly get rid of so much stuff, because I have a really bad mindset, and this is something that I'm working on, of like scarcity mindset. And so when it comes to clothes, I'm like, oh, but what if I need it? And then I think, oh, well, I can just buy something else. And I'm like, what if I don't have the money to buy something else? I just go through like this scarcity mindset. And then I just hold on to things that I don't love anymore or don't need. And so these two questions, these aren't questions that like I found on Pinterest or like I was looking for. They just kind of came to my head as I was like cleaning stuff out, have helped me so much, because it makes me feel like, okay, yeah, it did serve a purpose. Like I spent money on it, and it's okay to get rid of things that you spent money on because they're not meant to last your whole life. Like maybe I spent $30 on this shirt. Was it worth $30? Yeah, I probably wore it 30 times in the past year, but I don't love it anymore. It's time for it to go. So I don't feel so wasteful when I ask myself these questions, because I'm like, it did serve a purpose and it was worth the money. But now it's super dingy or it doesn't fit right, I don't love wearing it, then like it's gotta go. So that's helped so, so much. I've also done that like in the kitchen. I don't know what it is about me. I'm obsessed with like cups and water bottles. And I just threw out probably half of our water bottles and half of our coffee cups because we weren't using them. They didn't fit like the colors and like the aesthetic I'm going for in our next home. So they just had to go, and asking myself these questions really helped with that. And then there's the side of decor when it comes to your home. So whether you're moving or you're just wanting to like get rid of a few things and kind of change up the space a little bit, I think this is also really good questions to ask yourself, because a lot of the times when, at least for me, and I know other people too, like when you're shopping for like furniture or home decor, you're not shopping with the mindset of, I might get rid of this in a year. You're most likely shopping with the mindset of like, I'm going to be keeping this for a long time, because let's be honest, like furniture is expensive. But if you have the means and you're not loving the way that your home looks and like it's not giving you the feel that you want in your home, then like put it on Facebook Marketplace, like put that piece of furniture on Facebook Marketplace and like go and find a new one that's going to make you feel better and like you're gonna love it when you walk into the space. And something else I've really been doing with like buying new stuff is because like trends come and go, I'm trying to like not fall into the trap of like, oh, here's this trendy piece, like let's get this. I'm looking at it more through the lens of like, first off, I have a Pinterest board, of course, with like the style that I want. And like, if me and Spencer are like looking at a piece of furniture or decor to go into the home, even like when it comes like kitchen stuff, I'm like, does this fit the vibe that we're going for? And our vibe is like very like, we want it to be cozy, but we also want it to be like clean, and very like minimal looking and like beiges and whites, but also like a cozy space. And so that's like what we're going for. And if like, say there's like a bright orange plate that I'm like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, does that really actually go with what I'm trying to accomplish? The answer is no. So like, I'm not gonna buy things that don't make sense for the overarching like theme or vibe that we're going for. So that's been really helpful with like buying new things to make our home feel like us. And like right now, we have kind of lived in chaos with just like random furniture that we've had since like college and high school and just like thrown things together. And we never took the time to like organize and we never took the time to like get things that we wanted and we never put the money into that. And so now that we're doing that, I'm like being very, very particular with it. And I'm just being picky. Like, I would rather order the things that I like than like see something that I kind of like at the store and buy it. So I would just say, like, if you're trying to like rebrand your home or you're getting a new home, just be like picky with what you want and the style that you're going for. Like, you're not too much just because you want it a certain way. Like, that's okay. As long as your partner's on board, then like, if you have a partner, then like, just do it. And it's gonna make you feel overall better because when I walk into our space now, I'm like, this doesn't feel like us. But I know the new space, even though it right now it's like chaotic and we have like boxes everywhere. When I walk in, the furniture that we do have and the things that we do have already set out, I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels like us. Like, it makes me feel so good. And like, that's worth it to be getting rid of stuff and to like be picky with your choices. The next topic is wellness. So, if you are trying to rebrand your mindset and like reinvent the way that you look at wellness and your habits, I would say start slow. I think the biggest mistake that we like as humans make is that we go like this is the only way I can think to say this. We go like balls to the wall when we want to do something and we don't really take other things into consideration. We're like, okay, yes, I'm gonna sign up for Orange Theory right now. I'm gonna go at 5 a.m. every single day and maybe have one day off. And that's what I'm gonna do to like lose this amount of weight or to reach my fitness goal or to feel better about myself, to feel better mentally. But we don't actually take the time to like process that and be like, does that actually fit my lifestyle? And do I actually want to do that every day? For me, getting up at 5 a.m. and having my feet pound on a treadmill sounds like an absolute nightmare. So that would be a terrible situation for me. But I will say, there have been times in my life before I was on my wellness journey that that's what my workouts look like. I never did Orange Theory, but like I would go to the gym and like run on a treadmill and I was absolutely miserable. I never saw any results. Because I wasn't doing anything with nutrition. And I also was just like sending my body into so much stress because every time I went to work out, I was just stressed out because I didn't want to run and I hated it. And I never saw success from that. So start slow, like just reinvent your mind to be like, it's okay to like try out different things and like start slow in order to see progress because you can always add more days. So if you maybe say, hey, I'm gonna, go to the gym 3 days this week, you can always add four when you feel like it. But if you try to go 6 or 7 days a week, and then by week two, you're already burnt out and you're done, then you don't want to start again. And then you find yourself in the same routine and situation that you've always been in. And that's why a lot of people are not on their wellness journey. So start slow. Number two is to start adding things into your diet. And I'm not saying go on a diet. I'm saying like your diet, the way that you eat. So instead of saying, I'm going to cut out all fast food. I'm going to cut out all alcohol. I'm not going to eat gluten. I'm not going to eat dairy. I'm not going to eat meat. Like that, if you've never done that before, that's probably going to sound pretty miserable. And same as the starting slow, week two, you're going to be done. You're going to be fed up. You're going to be hungry. You're going to feel like you're not enjoying life. You're not enjoying food. And then you're going to be back to square one. So instead, add healthy things into your diet. So if you normally eat, let's say, this is the weirdest example, tacos and tater tots for dinner, maybe have the tacos and replace the tater tots with broccoli. And that's like adding something that's healthy for you into your routine. And just do that. So like instead of, say you drink Diet Coke, instead of drinking three Diet Cokes a day, make your goal to start drinking 2 cups of water. And maybe that'll flush out 2 of the Diet Cokes. Because I also heard this analogy that was like, if you're an alcoholic, or point me to an alcoholic that drinks their body weight in ounces of water every single day. And it's like, it probably doesn't exist, because if they were drinking that much water every single day and they were drinking that much alcohol, their body probably couldn't even hold that much liquid. So that's just an example of like, if you add in these things into your life and into your diet, it's eventually going to push out the things that shouldn't be there or that you don't want there as much. And then that's going to lead you to a healthier lifestyle. Number 3 is build habits with rewards. So the whole premise of, I guess, life is really habits. Like everything comes down to like, what's your habit? What do you do every single day? And a good way to build habits is to reward yourself when you do something well. Like it could be a tiny reward, but it's like, say you go work out in the morning. Your reward doesn't have to be something that's physical. Like you don't have to like buy yourself something. It could be like you feel mentally more clear. And so you want to work out again the next day because you know you're going to get that same clarity when it comes to your mental health. So building habits with rewards is going to make you want to do the act that you're doing more to feel the reward, or you could make it a physical reward if you wanted to. And then that holds yourself accountable. Number 4 is apply the slight edge to all of this. So I talked about the slight edge a few episodes ago what episode was that? Advice for your 20s? Yeah, it was that one. I talk about it there, but basically the short summary is that what you do every single day, like the mundane tasks that you do every day, is more important than like doing big things like once a month, that your tiny little habits every day stack up over time, and that like becomes your life, and that's how you become successful. So with your workouts, with your diet, start slow, but hold yourself accountable to maybe 20 minute workouts 3 days a week. Like that's more important than trying to go to the gym 7 days a week for 2 hours. Like that's not going to work. So apply the slight edge in terms of your wellness, and rebrand yourself in the aspect of like, you might right now be an Orange Theory girly, but you might hate it. So find something that works for you. And this is going to take time and experimenting. So I don't suggest like getting a bunch of memberships to different gyms, because obviously that's expensive and that's a waste of money and time. Instead, maybe try like different workouts on YouTube to see like, okay, do you like weightlifting? Do you like Pilates? Do you like yoga? Do you actually like Orange Theory? Like just different things like that to see what you actually like. And that's going to motivate you to like stick to your habits and go work out more, because you're actually enjoying yourself. Like I said, I hated running on the treadmill. I can't tell you now the last time that I have ran on a treadmill, because I hate it. Like, why would I do it? It wasn't good for my body. But going to Pilates and doing reformer and doing bar, and I like to do Zumba, like those things work great for me because I have so much fun doing them. And it doesn't take a lot of motivation for me, one, because it's a habit now, but 2, because I enjoy going to the gym. Like I enjoy going to my Pilates studio and like seeing my friends there, seeing my instructor, doing the workout. So find what works for you. Okay, the next one is wardrobe. And this might be my favorite thing to talk about, which is kind of shocking for me because I'm not a fashion girly. But recently I have like noticed the power of getting up in the morning and like putting on a cute outfit and doing my hair a little bit and putting on like a little bit of makeup, it just makes my day so much better. And like, I'm a lot more motivated to do things. And when I say get ready for the day, I mean, like, for me, that means like a matching set that looks cute. Doesn't mean like anything fancy, but it has been so powerful for me. And that's something that when I move into the next place, I'm trying to really make a habit of, like, when I get up in the morning, I get ready. Because a lot of the times if I'm working from home, I would just like chill in my pajamas and like it just makes me feel lazy. So I am super passionate about this one, and it's something that's kind of new for me. So I would say, first, if you're trying to like rebrand the way that you, I guess, dress, or you feel like you don't really have like your own personal style, create a Pinterest board with your three style words. So there's a girl on TikTok, I cannot remember her name for the life of me, but she is a fashion designer. I think she's either a fashion designer or like she does something. I don't know, but she says that there's three style words that like every person has, and everybody has different styles. And based on your like words, you can wear the exact same like t-shirt and jeans, but you're going to wear it different ways based on your style words. So your words could be like 90s style, 2000 style, simple, chic, groovy, goth. I don't know. There's so many different ones that you could do. Personally, I think mine are simple, casual, and sexy. And when I say sexy, I don't mean like I'm going out looking freaking sexy all the time, but like I almost everything I wear is like cropped to some point. So that's kind of where like the sexy term comes in. But everything I wear is like pretty simple and pretty casual. Even if I'm like dressed up in a dress, it is like probably one solid color and it's pretty simple and casual. So that's kind of like my words, but I would say play around, look in your closet, see like what you're the most drawn to, what you wear the most, and then figure out like what category that goes into. And then from there, create your Pinterest board. And this is so much fun to do. I even did this for Spencer, and I think his words were like sporty, vintage, and casual, I think. Actually, I just messed mine up. Mine are actually simple, sporty, and sexy, because simple and casual are kind of like the same thing. But yeah, that's right. Simple, sporty, and sexy, because I remember it was three S's. Yep, that's right. But make a Pinterest board with it. It's so much fun to like go through and just kind of like see your style like on a board. And then from there, when you are shopping, you can go look at your board and like find pieces that are similar to that and like what you're drawn to. But I will say with this, keep in mind what you're saving and like what the person that you're saving, I don't want to say like their body looks like, but like kinda, because there are some things that I love on other people through Pinterest, but I've tried on things like that in the store that I'm like, it just doesn't look like that on me. And so I'm not gonna like try to go out and buy that. For example, like really, really low-waisted skirts. Like that's just not my vibe. I have these what we call hell hips, which is my last name before I got married. But basically my hips do not lie. So low-waisted mini skirt just does not work for me, but sometimes I see it on Pinterest and I think it's cute. So just like keep that in mind as you're scrolling and as you're saving things. And also that this is just all inspo. Like you don't have to copy these, like you don't have to go and buy like every single thing they have on. But like say you save something that's like cute jeans and a simple white t-shirt and some Adidas shoes. Like you probably have jeans in your closet, and if you don't have a white t-shirt, then like buy a white t-shirt and you could do so much with that outfit. So that's my biggest advice there if you're trying to like rebrand the way that you dress and your fashion. And also back to the like throwing things out. Like is it serving a purpose? Or is it just taking up space? Because if it's not all like close to your vision board, and when you went through your closet, you're like, I literally never wear this. Like it's time for it to go and get new stuff that is in your style and things that you would actually wear. Because I feel like our style just evolves over time. Like things that I wore in college 4 years ago, I'm not going to wear some of it, but most of it I'm not going to wear today. So like, why am I still holding on to it? That's kind of like my new mindset. And I also have different, I guess, aesthetics than in summer and in winter. So like I was looking at my new closet and I'm doing like winter all on one side and like summer and spring all on one side, and it almost looks like a different person's closet because everything in the fall and winter is like dark greens and neutrals, and that's like pretty much it. And then my summer and spring stuff is like really bright and beachy. And also my fall and winter stuff is like very streetwear. So it depends on the season too. So I actually just made a spring and summer Pinterest board with the same kind of simple, sporty, sexy style that I like. And if you want to go to my Pinterest, you can go check it out. I'm pretty sure my Pinterest is Ivy's Journey. I'm not 100% on that. But yeah, it's just fun to do too, and it gives you inspo and makes you feel good when you get to see kind of like your style on a board and then get to go shop for it and redo some of your closet with clothes that are going to make you feel good and make you show up better for your day and your life. Oh, and one last thing. Throw out clothes with old memories. This sounds a little bit crazy, but some of my clothes I was looking at and I'm like, oh, like I went on a first date with this and not with my husband. Like, why would I keep that? Like every time I look at it, that's what I associate with it. And it's like, why do I don't need that anymore. I don't wear it. It's just hanging there. So like stuff like that maybe, I guess I shouldn't say old memories. Let me just say old, not good memories. Get rid of it. Like if you look at something, this could be anything in your house. This could literally be any object. But if you look at it and it like brings you to a place that you like weren't happy, get rid of it. Like there's no reason to keep it. You can buy something else. You can sell that clothing item or whatever it is. But I feel like that's super powerful. And also like you don't need 20 white t-shirts. Like you might need one. So instead of like buying multiple of similar things, try to diversify your closet. So I'm really good at buying tank tops. I love a good tank top, like a little crop tank. When I go shopping, that is the first thing my eyes go to. The first thing. It's easy for me to pick up. I know what size I like. But on the opposite hand, I'm really bad at buying like skirts and jeans and any kind of pants. And I hate buying that kind of stuff. It's a lot harder for me to pick out. So evaluate what you buy and what you lean towards a lot, and then maybe do the opposite because, like, in my circumstance, I have so many of those like little cute tank tops that I can't even wear them all because I have too many. So I don't need to buy more of those. I need to go get skirts and pants and shorts that go with them and look cute. So that's all I have to say about wardrobe. Okay, and lastly, this is for the besties who are into social media or have a business and you're wanting to rebrand that. So, like I said, with pretty much everything, have a Pinterest mood board. This is so important because it lets you fully see what like your brain is thinking. So let's say you're trying to create a brand that is around, let's just say the coastal cowgirl theme. Let's say that you're very beachy, but you also like love a good cowboy hat and cowboy boots. I feel like these are girls that like live in Charleston. Obviously don't have to be, but let's just say that's your like aesthetic. Go on Pinterest, look that up. Pull inspo pictures from it, pull quotes, pull colors, anything that is going to give you an inspiration for what you're going for. And then in terms of like social media, and if you're trying to rebrand what you want to post about, make a list of all the things that you love, things that you love to do, things that are very specific to you, and then start creating content around them. So let's go back to the coastal cowgirl aesthetic example. Let's say you're really into going to the beach and you're also into horses. Maybe you're a horse girl and you like going to country concerts. Okay, let's see. How can we make content around that? Maybe you do bikini hauls because you love going to the beach. So start creating content with bikini hauls. Maybe you show a day in the life as a horse girl as well. And then also, you have fun videos and photos of you at different concerts in your cowboy hat and your cowboy boots, sharing your experience about the concert. That's picking a few things that you love that go in your brand of Coastal Cowgirl and making content out of them. And then, is there something that like you always wear, you always say? For example, like Alex Earle at the end of every single one of her videos, what does she do? Bye. That's people associate that with her. But if you wanted to do it like something you always wear, it could be like a stack of bracelets, trucker hats. Maybe for this example, it would be a cowgirl hat, matching workout sets, something that people are going to associate with you, with your rebrand. I think her name is Lexi something. Lexi, it starts with an H. She always has like these big stacks of bracelets on both arms. And like I associate that with her and with her brand. Her brand is very beachy. So I associate like that with her. And you'll, now that you hear this, you'll like notice this with your favorite creators. If you look at their stuff, you'll notice like they say some of the same things, they wear some of the same things, their content is the same format. So if you are looking to rebrand your social media, I would say pick a few of the things that you're really interested in and start creating content around it, and that will become like your brand. But it does take a little behind the scenes, like pre-planning to get to that point, especially if you're like me and you have 100 different things that you like, you have different aesthetics, which most people do. Like nobody lives in one aesthetic. That's why it's like called a brand. You like create the brand, and with a personal brand, I personally believe it's harder to do, but it is doable. So again, if you're like me and you have all these different things that you want to do, you have different aesthetics, this can really like narrow it down with like creating the mood board and like being intentional and creating the list of things that you love and like picking a few. And that way your content doesn't feel as like all over the place. And this is something that I'm personally working on too, at the moment. So if anybody has any more tips they want to add to this, let me know. My DMs are open. But yeah, I mean, I really think that's it. I know today's was a little shorter. And I also wanted to touch on before I jump off is a quote that I saw, and it was like, start showing up as the person that you want to be. And this is not to say that like the person you are now is not good enough, because I want you to know like you are great. You are good enough that the way you are, like the way that God created you to be, you are good enough. You don't have to rebrand your whole life. You don't have to do any of that. Like you're good enough. This is just if you feel like you need to get old things out of your life. And that's what I mean by start showing up as the person that you want to be. I want to be a person who is very organized. I want someone that their home is very organized. And to my core, that is not me. And so I have to work at that. And I have to get rid of half of my closet in order to be organized and to feel like I have a fresh start, because half the clothes in there I wasn't even wearing. And so, like, the person that I want to be is super organized, has a closet that she loves and that she loves wearing and feels inspired when she puts on clothes. I want to be someone who has a habit of going to Pilates and eating healthy and building good habits. And so, in order to do that, I had to do a lot of these things. And now I am showing up as the person that I want to be. And I know, like, going into this new space, I'm gonna feel so much lighter, so much more refreshed, and just overall feeling like a better version of me. And that's kind of my goal. And my goal with this episode is that I hope that you are inspired to do things that's going to make you feel like the better version of yourself and just make you feel overall better. So I hope you love this episode. If you did, please, please, please like this episode. Please write a review. That would make my entire week. Please write a review. Let me know how what you thought about it. I hope you have the best week ever, and bye, besties.